What's up, everybody? This is Terrence, aka the Introvert Leader. Welcome to the Introvert Experience. And I have a very special guest today. This is the first time we've ever done this. I think there was one reel I did a while back that she was on, and that was the only time that she's been on my platform. So I'd like you all to welcome a very special guest, my wife, Mrs. Octavia Lee. How you doing today?
Good.
You good?
Thanks for having me on.
All right. It was a lot to get this guest on the show, y'all. I've had some other guests and I talked to people. This was by far the hardest guest to get on the show. But I think it's going to be a fun conversation. So really quick, when we met, I did not think that she was an introvert at all.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I did not think she was an introvert at all. She was, you know, she had her friend groups and everything. And when I would see her out, she would be talking. And a lot of times when we would see our, when I would see her out, it would be in social situations. I used to be on the party scene myself. I've talked about that some in my book and in other things. And she was kind of in those social circles as well. So just my interactions with her, I never saw her as like an introvert, but you know, with all that said, I guess, are you an introvert? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know you're an introvert? Why do you think that?
It takes a lot of energy for me to be in social settings for long periods of time. And when I am, I need like 4 days of recovery. So I enjoy being by myself a lot. I can, you know, sit in the room and watch a movie or look at YouTube videos, and I could do that for hours. And it's not me antisocial, I just enjoy my alone time. And I've always been like that though, so.
Okay. So I think the title for this episode, I'm thinking we call it, I'm an introvert sometimes.
Yeah.
And the reason I was thinking that, like, so all the things you just said, but when you're around certain groups or when you're around certain people, like you all will talk all day. Like there's times that she's on the phone, y'all, and I don't know when she's going to get off. Like I can hear them in there talking, laughing, everything. So yeah, explain the difference between like what you just described and when are you in a space where you're comfortable and you can have those kind of conversations, and what's like that difference for you?
Usually is certain people that I'm probably more talkative to, and that's people that I've, you know, built some type of comfort level with, and the energy is good. If it's somebody I had just met, their energy makes it more welcoming and is easier for me to feel open enough to have a long, extensive conversation. But if I am in a room by myself, and maybe you're not with me, and is a group of people, I'm probably the least likely to talk to people, unless someone probably comes to me or give me the energy that is welcoming. So I guess that's kind of the times when people see me, they're like, oh, I didn't think you was an introvert, because I'll see you like you're very nice to everyone. You're very, very personable when you start talking to me, but I will just not initially engage. Or if it's a group of people, I might be the one that's quiet if I'm not that comfortable, especially if it's new people. So
yeah, why do you think people think that, like, when they hear the word introvert, it just means like this person is super quiet, doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't do anything? I feel like when people hear that word, that's like what they assume.
Yeah, I think when people hear that, they also think of like socially awkward looking or just like a hermit. And most people who are introvert, I don't say most people, but a lot of people who are introvert are not people that may typically look like they're, you know, that type, the stereotype.
Right.
And then sometimes, usually if there's people who are around a lot of extroverted people, the introvert person probably is kind of lost in the background a lot of times. And sometimes we like it like that. Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you want to go ahead. I'm okay with
that. For real.
So that's what I think.
Okay. So what is it like? Did you think I was an introvert when we met? What did you think?
I didn't necessarily think you were introvert. I didn't necessarily think that. But, you know, once we start talking, you were not the very, like I said, you were in like the party scene. You were not that promoter that was like bottles over here and standing up on couches.
Yeah.
You were always very reserved, and you always had like a very serious look always on your face. So, you know, you didn't seem that personality. I didn't ever think.
True.
I didn't think you were extrovert by all means, but you
true,
know.
True. Okay. So a lot of people, when it comes to like relationships, you know, you'll hear a lot of situations. I mean, like my parents, I think, are an example where my mom, I would say, is very much like an extroverted person. And my dad is a lot more reserved, a lot more introverted in the way that he is. And a lot of couples, I think, you see that dynamic where one is, you know, more introverted, one is more extroverted, and that's kind of there. I think what you don't see as often is two of the same.
Oh, yeah.
Like two extroverts or two introverts. And I think in our case, it's like we're both more on the introverted side of the scale. So what is it like being married to another introvert?
I would say you definitely can get me. So, and I'm like, okay, you want to go sit and read your book or listen to your podcast? I'm about to go do the same. I need my quiet time. You're never really offended by that. Like, I don't want to be talking for, you know, I don't want to keep talking all day long. I do that at work. And so it works great because the other person gets you. I think that sometimes people think that when you are introverted and you have a partner who is, that like, y'all are pretty boring. But it's actually the quite opposite, because we're very comfortable with each other. Again, we're very comfortable with one another. So like, it might be something like, okay, you want to go to a museum where you're not doing that much talking? Like, he's like, cool, let's go. Or we want to go to a bookstore where, again, we're not sitting talking in a bookstore, but like, those are activities that we will enjoy to do. So I think it's, you know, I enjoy being married to an introvert personally.
Okay. Appreciate it, babe. I mean, I enjoy it as well for all the reasons that you just explained. Because I feel like in other situations when you have to explain like why you're tired or why you want to go, you know, like you might be out somewhere and someone you're dating or someone you're with, and your social battery just hits zero, and it's just like, all right, it's time to go home. And that person may not get that, right? It's like, well, we just got here. Like, why do you want to, you know, or why don't you want to be around new people all the time? And it just makes for an interesting dynamic. So,
Like, if we both kind of didn't really want to do something, and we got maybe invited to something that we just like, oh, our energy level, especially if it's on a Friday, like, I'm done at that point. And it get canceled, we'd be like, oh my God, thank you. So some people might be like disappointed, but we'd be like, you know. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's happened before.
How do introverts lead in an extroverted world? A world where the loudest voices and the most social people seem to thrive. Well, there's a secret that any introvert can turn into a superpower. That secret is calmness. To learn how to transform your leadership as an introvert, download the Calm Effect today.
So yeah, I think, so introverted sometimes, like, I think you definitely do enjoy social situations, I think, with the right people. It's almost like what I've observed with you is, if it's the right people in the right kind of setting, like that's a good situation for you. You'll want to be in that. But if it's those situations where maybe you don't know the people, I think we kind of share this because I'm similar too. If it's people I don't know or I'm not as comfortable, I may not necessarily want to be there. But sometimes though, I do think there's power in those situations because, you know, you can make certain relationships. Which can put you in situations to whatever circles that you're trying to get in, get certain things done and stuff like that. So that has been something that, you know, and we've talked about this, that I've been trying to work on and get better. But what is your, like, so for you, what is your, like, social limit? Like, that's a question I ask certain other introverts, like, what is the limit for you typically where when you're out somewhere or when you're talking to certain people or whatever, where your battery starts to run low and you're, like, ready to come home or you're ready to get off the phone or whatever? Do you have, like, a social limit?
Talking on the phone, I don't do it that often outside of work, and I don't really do that much talking on work-related stuff. Yeah. But socially, please text me. Like, I mean, I'm not even really annoyed if the text is like 5 pages long. Like, that is fine.
Now, why do you prefer text over a phone call?
One, I can multitask, and two, I can, like, I don't have to be stationary and focus on, I mean, I'm not saying focus, but just be stuck just on the phone talking. Like, I can rather not, it takes energy to be talking on the phone.
Word.
I know I have a really good friend that we only text. Like, it is, like, and we've been friends for, oh my gosh, over 20 years, and we text our whole conversations. And I have friends that we just text all day long, and that is, like, perfect. Now, I do have friends that we talk on the phone, but it's very few, and we talk, when we do talk, that's when it's the long period of time. So I'm okay with that. But if it was, like, every day we were talking 8-9 hours, I probably after day 3, maybe.
That'd be a little, I mean, a little much.
Yeah, I need to recharge, or if we're out in a social setting, like, probably 2 days off the weekend, like, because we've had, you know, we have children, so we're constantly going out. You know, by that third day, I'm like, okay, let's just not do nothing. Let's just, you know, so that's my limit.
And that's a good point you brought up, because that even makes me think about, like, when we take trips, places, if we're out with, like, other couples on a trip or something like that. It's not that we don't enjoy hanging out with the other couples and hanging out with people, because we will. But it's nice, like, we'll typically have, like, a day or something in that trip where it's like, all right, now it's just going to be us kind of kicking it. You know what I mean? Like, we typically do that. And we don't always have to have, like, couples trips either. Like, just, you know, us hanging out, us having trips, or even just going out to kick it, you know? Like, that's something else as well.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, as you all can see, being an introvert does not mean that you can't socialize. It doesn't mean you can't talk or anything like that. I mean, you all have heard my wife here and the way that she's expressing herself and the way that we're having a conversation. Like, I just think as society, we just need to get through and get over these misperceptions out here of what the word introvert means, because most people have no idea what it means. I think we communicate just like the way other people communicate.
Yeah, we'll sometimes just sit and talk, I remember, like, for hours, just hours.
Yeah, like, for real.
And we'll talk from, it could be a woman thing, but we'll talk about 5 different subjects.
Now, that's huge. that's more.
And we'll talk about 5 different subjects, and then saying, like, we're talking politics, we'll talk about the children, we'll talk about upcoming trips, we'll talk about, oh my god, did you see in the news? And I'm like, real, like, we'll just have a gamut of topics, and we never run out of things to say. And it's very ironic, people think that when you're an introvert you have nothing to say and you're just very mute. It's quite the opposite. A lot of time you're thinking, you're processing a lot of stuff, so by the time you have somebody you can communicate with that you're comfortable, you have plenty of content.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't have said it better myself. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from, from her. I mean, that's absolutely, I think, what it is, babe. It's like, there are these situations where people just put you in this box. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what you are or what you stand for. And some people, too, they never get to meet the real you also, I feel like. You know, like, they're thinking that they know you, but in reality, like, they've only scratched the surface. Like, they don't know that me and you have these kind of conversations and these deep conversations, talk about all these things. So,
right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, this has been awesome. I appreciate you coming on the the show. I appreciate this. I was finally able to convince her, y'all.
Yeah, he had to. I don't know how many how many conversations he had to say.
It's taken a minute. It's taken a minute, but I think it was well worth it. I hope we can do this again. We should keep doing this.
We'll see. My social battery, you know, so.
That's why I keep the episode short. That's why I'm keeping this one short, because she's got to go back, do her thing and all that. But look, I hope this conversation really helps somebody and, you know, was just enjoyable, you know, just like we were talking about. If you feel like people don't understand your social battery, or they don't understand why you need to recharge. And then also, as we talk about just being introverted, sometimes you might be somebody that sometimes you're in social situations and there's an extroverted side of you that comes out because you're more comfortable. And then in other situations, you may feel like you're not as comfortable, and so you're not going to socialize as much. There's absolutely nothing wrong with any of that. I think a lot of us are not on one extreme of the introvert scale or the extrovert scale. We're kind of maybe leaning more on the introvert side for some of us, or leaning more on the extrovert side. But we just all have to figure out what our lane is, be authentic to who we are, and we're good, you know? And let's stop putting labels on each other and assuming things that aren't true. So that's my takeaway from the episode. You have anything you want to leave the people with? Since we have, you know, millions of people listen to this right now.
No, I mean, I think you said it well. I think that, you know, you should really, if you have a friend that, or somebody you've been pursuing that seems a little bit more quiet, every person that I know who is married to an introvert person, and they maybe are not, when I see a different side of that person, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know this person was like that. And they're like, yeah, because they're comfortable with that particular individual. So with the introvert person, it's just about comfort. I think once that person feels very comfortable around you, then you'll see a whole nother side. And they could be an extrovert that night, I promise you.
For real. For real. Well, hey, I appreciate you all listening.
Yeah.
And as always, remember, there's only one you and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.